This is the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast, where divorce coach Corey Shapiro helps you get creative and not reactive in your divorce. Tune in now to get the support you need to make it through this difficult time. Here's your divorce coach, Corey Shapiro.
Hi, welcome to the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast. I'm Corey Shapiro. I'm here to help you take a little break from your difficult divorce. I'm here to help you with some strategies to become a little bit more creative, a little less reactive. And I know it's so hard to be less reactive. Today's topic is about establishing a parenting plan with a difficult spouse, where you just want equal parenting time, but your spouse wants primary, and you are a good parent, a good enough parent. That's our topic of our podcast. Our quote is from Jennifer Gardner. I cannot be driven by the optics of this. I cannot let anger or hurt be my engine. I need to move with the big picture always on my mind and the kids first and foremost. That quote is from Jennifer Gardner. And I want you to remember two key words from that quote in this podcast, and as you absorb or let this information marinate, to maybe change some behavior and change your thinking. And the two words are child first or children first. And that's what we're trying to do when we are focusing on custody. Okay, our question today is from Hakeem. And if you have a question for the podcast, you want to leave a voicemail, go to question.gettingdivorced.org. Hakeem asks, how did this situation come about? I was merely seeking a simple divorce, yet I find myself draining our finances on legal fees, an absurdity in itself. More often than not, I find myself relenting to matters that my lawyer assures me I have a rightful claim to, simply because I want to end this divorce. Each time I believed we had reached an agreement, she would return with additional demands. I'm open to finding a middle ground on almost all matters except for the time I get to spend with my children. I insist on having equal parenting time. However, the latest proposal suggests she is asking for primary custody, reducing me to a dad who only gets alternate weekends. Hakeem, I really feel for you. We're focusing on your children. Who's more important than your children? We're focusing on something so central to your life, to your identity, to their identity. So the natural inclination is to battle, is to fight it out. But as we understand, or will come to understand, if we're putting children first, battling is not necessarily the best option. I'd rather you focusing on creating boundaries. Boundaries for yourself and boundaries to protect you from your spouse. So the first idea to consider is the idea of staying calm when you're so triggered. And why wouldn't you be triggered? I mean, all you're asking for is equal parenting time. You say you're a good enough parent. The other parent wants primary. We're not in the 1950s. Things are progressing. It doesn't seem unreasonable. So you have to stay calm. It's hard to do, really hard to do. Think of this. Whatever energy you are giving off may influence the other side, even if you don't say anything, a look, an eyebrow raise. But of course, we usually do more than just an eyebrow raise, don't we? We might have a tone. We might be snide. We may even be sarcastic. So all these things escalate matters where we're trying to stay calm. All right, another thing to think about is curiosity. Curiosity. Can we think about their situation as a scientist and not be so judgy, not judgmental? that will put us in a different frame of mind. Because that may detach us from all of our negative feelings we have. And just trying to figure out their intent from their perspective, not ours, their perspective. Also, how about thinking about validating her feelings? I know, Hakeem, this may be crazy to think about. I'm asking you to validate her feelings. Please hear me. I didn't say validate her facts. The fact is that she's a better parent. The fact is she should spend more time with the children. I'm not agreeing with that. I'm agreeing with her desire to be the primary parent for your children. Maybe she wants the children to have a home base, a primary home base, and she doesn't want the children to be, you know, what they call, putting in quotes, ping-ponging back and forth between two homes, 1 week on, 1 week off. She doesn't want any of that. She wants a primary home for the children, and she doesn't want to disrupt their lives because maybe she wants to focus on their education. And she feels the more disruptive their lives is with this, you know, ping-ponging, alternating week schedule, the more problems they're going to have. So the point is there might be valid reasons she has. So validate those feelings. Think she's coming from a place of caring, right? That's what I would suggest. What I would not suggest is being dismissive, even if you're being positive, Hakeem. So a dismissive positivity may go something like this. So she says, you know, she wants primary. You say you want equal. You say, don't worry. You know, I can take care of the children really well. You see, you're dismissing her concerns. You're dismissing her concerns. Maybe that's not even the concern. You're dismissing. You're not being sympathetic. So you're not saying, hey, I understand you want to have a lot of structure for the children. I know it's really important to you to have the children have, it sounds like a home base, and you want to give that love. You think you are that loving parent, or you know you're that loving parent to do that, and they're just doing so well with you. You know, you're going into her feelings, into her world, and she's going to hopefully get less defensive doing that. The other idea you have, if you can't create these boundaries, which I hope you can, Hakeem, I hope you really can, is you're going to have to battle. And battling, unfortunately, is not good for the children. If we're going to put children first, battling, unless maybe the other parent is harmful to the child, is not generally a recommended approach. In our divorce news, as I was thinking about your question, Hakeem, I found an older video, about 10 years old, from a retired judge. And she produced, with the court system, she was a former Connecticut family judge. And she produced a 25-minute video that's on YouTube. I will put the link in the show notes. I want you to watch this video, because this video is an example of what you're going to get from an A-plus judge who's really being patient and really trying to instill wisdom, to try to really speak to two parents who see things very differently. But one thing they may have in common is understanding that the battle itself, the disagreement, the stress, is the problem. And I want you to focus on that. So I want you to watch this video, which I think will give you a different perspective. So that's my divorce news. Check out this video on YouTube. I will put it in the show notes. And if you go to court, you're only going to get about a 2-minute version of this at best. And I don't think it's going to sink in as well as this great video. So that's what I suggest. Okay, let's try to make the divorce news, this question, Hakeem, a little bit more actionable. And that's the idea of this coaching corner. I want to give you a thinking exercise. And this thinking exercise should be inspired after you watch this video, after you really understanding the battle is the problem, after you understand I have to put children first. So That's the mindset I want you to be in when you're doing this exercise. And I want you to create, if you're inclined digitally, some type of spreadsheet. It could be in Excel or Numbers or maybe a Trello board, just where you can have columns. If you want to do it on paper and pen, that's fine. But just something that you can have a wide, like a legal size paper, and we're going to put it, you know, sideways, vertically, excuse me, horizontally. And what we're going to do is we're going to create columns. And the first column we're going to have is we're going to put wedding. The second column, we're going to put college graduation. The third column, we're going to put high school graduation. Then we're going to put middle school graduation. Okay, these are different times in your children's lives. And I want us to pick one area just as an exercise. I want you to do all of these areas, but I want you to fast forward in time. Let's say your children right now are six. So I want you to fast forward to a high school graduation over a decade away. And then I want you to think and envision, what type of day do you want to have for your child? Don't you want this to be a really happy, joyous time, free of any anxiety or stress for your child and for you? Because if you have stress, don't you think the child's going to feel that? Don't you feel your ex is going to feel that? And don't you think that's going to color the day? So think of this. Can you take a picture with your ex, with the parent, you know, the other parent of your child together, where everyone is loving and in joyful mood for this happy, happy occasion? Can you all celebrate having a party together where everyone feels comfortable and relaxed and in that joyous moment? Or are you going to feel so stressed and anxious that you can't even attend the graduation? Or if you do attend the graduation, you're going to be so walking on eggshells that it's going to be just a disruptive, bad experience for you, and then for your child, and for your ex. That's the long-term thinking, Hakeem, I'm suggesting. So the short term is, yeah, let's battle it out. I deserve equal time. But if the other side's not bending and willing to involve your child in this legal battle, where your child's going to have to maybe go to court, speak to an attorney, speak to some expert, how is that helpful if we're going to really put children first? Now, I know what you're saying, Hakeem. My child needs me. How are you saying to give up time? This is crazy. I'm not suggesting that. I am suggesting you do everything possible to assert your rights as a parent, but I'm also suggesting that that battle to do what you think is right, and it may be right, may be detrimental to the child at this point. So I would rather you play the long game, put your child's needs first, even though your needs are valid. I think that's what the research shows, how you develop a secure child who can go on and have a loving, successful life. That's what you're trying to do for that child. All right. I thank you for your question, Hakeem. I thank you all for joining us today. If you found this episode useful, I encourage you to give me some feedback@gettingdivorced.org. You can also like an episode on YouTube or on our website at gettingdivorced.org. Remember, let's try to be creative, not reactive, in our divorce. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast with divorce coach Corey Shapiro. Divorce can be a difficult and overwhelming process, but it doesn't have to be. Corey's book, Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind, is here to help you gain clarity, composure, and a strategic mindset. Get it now as an ebook on Amazon or an audiobook on Audible, and unlock the power of these resources to make more informed decisions and gain better understanding of the process. This podcast offers general information only. It cannot replace legal advice. If you need tailored advice, contact an attorney licensed to practice in your area.